And the Greens will have a say on whether the carbon tax is repealed if the coalition wins the election. Well, they will, for a while anyway. Not sure what the new numbers in the new Senate might be. Greens leader Christine Milne joins us. Senator Milne, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's go to the issue of the one-stop shop that Greg Hunt was talking about there, because the coalition has set that ambitious timetable, the transfer of environment powers to the states, with just a few exemptions. It's not quite clear still, I think, whether the Commonwealth will remain a final sign-off. But what's your response to that? Is there a strong argument? Business is clamouring for a streamline to these approval processes.
Yes, business is clamouring for it, but this is meant to be about protecting the environment, Fran, and we have seen what state governments are capable of. We have now got shooting in national parks in New South Wales. We've got a Victorian government that wanted to graze in national parks, and we've now got Campbell Newman repealing national parks for logging and wanting to open national parks for grazing. So we've already seen that, and in Western Australia with James Price Point, it would be a disaster, and that's why we've called on Labor to join the Greens before the election and lock this in and stop the devolution of powers to the states. This was something that Julia Gillard flirted with for a while. Fortunately, Labor put it off until a later date. Now we need to lock it in, Fran, because to look after the environment, who would want to give Campbell Newman control of building 6 or 7 new ports along the Great Barrier Reef? And that's the big gaping hole in Greg Hunt's plan for the Great Barrier Reef.
There are some amendments to the Federal Water Bill, which will be put to the Senate next month, that would prevent the handback of any Commonwealth environmental powers. Do you have a commitment from Labor that the government will support that amendment?
Not yet, but that's what I'm hoping the community will get behind the Greens and work on Labor to lock that in before the election so that we can then stand together after the election, providing that the Greens hold the balance of power in the Senate, and if we can keep that control in the Senate against the excesses of an Abbott government, then we can stop them being able to effectively dismantle what has been 4 or 5 decades of work in protection of the environment.
Well, just to go to the balance of power in the Senate and what might happen, the notion of the carbon tax, which Tony Abbott said he will repeal, it'll be the first act he brings into the Parliament to repeal. It's unclear, of course, we don't know who will be the balance of power players in the new Senate, but if the coalition wins and wins big, will it have a mandate to repeal the tax?
No, the issue here, Fran,
is
because the Greens are going to stand very strongly on an election platform of saying we are in a battle against global warming, accelerating global warming. This is an issue
here. But Senator, just to interrupt you there, the question I suppose is, after the next election, if the Greens vote goes down and the coalition's vote goes up, does it have a mandate on that question?
No, it's not going to have a mandate as far as the Greens are concerned, because we are going to campaign very strongly for more action on climate change, not less, and the people who vote for us will give us the mandate to stand firm. And all this talk of a double dissolution is simply to try and put pressure on the Labor Party to go to water as we face this great emergency in a global scale. But Fran, what you've heard today is a massive pall of uncertainty that Greg Hunt has just poured over the entire business community in Australia, because what is said is that they want to repeal what is working, what is bringing down emissions, and he's wrong. It is bringing down emissions between 8% and 9% generally, and he is saying he's got no idea what they're going to put in its place. We will be in this absolute quagmire, and they're sacking at least 12,000 public servants, if not more, and yet Tony Abbott's plan is to be totally administered by the public service. It's a competitive grant scheme. It will be a disaster, and there's not one single economist in Australia who's come out and backed direct action, because it is a joke as a scheme, both economically and environmentally.
As you say, the pressure will come on Labor to support it. That's what the coalition is talking about. Labor is still saying publicly it won't support legislation to get rid of the carbon tax, but there's plenty of speculation that a new Labor leader would simply abandon Labor's commitment to pricing carbon in the same way the coalition walked away from work choices, the electorally unpopular work choices after the 2007 election. What do you think will happen?
Well, it's up to Labor to say what it will do, but if you are genuine about addressing global warming, and I can tell you the Greens are, and certainly Minister Combe has given the impression, and throughout the negotiations, that he is as well. Anybody who reads the science could not, in all conscience, say that they care for people or care for the environment and then want to do away with the only plan that we've got in place, which is bringing down emissions and is consistent with the trends that are happening around the world. Tony Abbott is trying to take us back to an era of denial, and it will put Australia back into such an uncompetitive position in this century. It is economically and environmentally irresponsible.
And just very, very briefly, we're almost at the news. Do you think we will go to a double dissolution election, and that would be bad for the Greens, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think we'll go to a double dissolution election. And actually, it is something that the Greens would campaign very strongly on. And I think with all the excesses of the Abbott government against the environment, against national parks, for coal ports, completely irresponsible behaviour, I think we'd do quite well, Fran. Thank you.
Senator Milne, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Christine Milne is the leader of the Greens.